Okay, last person for the dying night is going to be Opal, O-P-A-L, Sharp, S-H-A-R-P. And Opal Sharp, we're going to say this. What are we going to say? This is an 89-year-old woman on hospice with history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She also suffers from Alzheimer's dementia, shortness of breath, weight loss, pleural edema because of protein, calorie, malnutrition, shortness of breath, also because of mucus retention and wheezing, period. Patient has emphysematous disease as far as her COPD is concerned, which causes the small vessels in her, the small alveoli in her lungs to collapse, hence causes her to be very short of breath, period. She feels anxious, agitated. She now only weighs 75 pounds, which is 3 pounds less than what it was before per family who weighs her. A patient at one time weighed 90 pounds. Patient's daughter, Marsha, is her primary caregiver, who is very concerned about mom's rapid decline regarding her breathing, her weakness, and her disorientation, but she expects this, and she understands that's why she's on hospice, period. She most likely has chronic hypoxemia, causing confusion, forgetfulness, and she's sleeping 18 to 20 hours during the day. Patient's family is very concerned about her lack of eating, despite the fact that she's on hospice, and they're having a conference amongst themselves and patient's primary care physician regarding a PEG 2 placement. She's ADL, total ADL dependent, 6 out of 6, KPS score of 40%, and bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient also requires changing positioning every 2 hours, which is very taxing on patient's family members, period. New paragraph, patient remains hospice appropriate and is going to be certified for hospice care at this time for the next period. Thank you.